B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Donnie, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, so I was calling because I needed to find out why this girl wouldn't call me back. We went on a great date. Yeah, I'm not sure. I wanted to, you know, see her more and get to know her more and, you know, maybe bang a little bit. But
she's not calling me back.
Get to know her, get to what? Maybe bang her a little?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, he said a little bit.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, I think we know what's going on here.
He's honest, though. Got to appreciate it.
No, we don't.
Well, what do you think it is, Pebs?
I'm sure we're going to find out. I can't wait.
I mean, Donnie, go ahead. Keep going. This sounds, so far, sounds perfect.
I mean, like I said, we went on a great date. We had some Mexican food. She just didn't call me back. I thought we had really good conversation, and she's not calling me back. I'm not sure what to do. I don't even know why I'm calling a radio station. Usually girls don't, you know, ghost me.
Usually he gets a little bit of bang at the end. So you really don't have any idea of what you could have done wrong?
No, not really.
Let's find out.
I can't wait for this one.
Pebbles is dying to find out for this. Okay, hang on, Donnie, okay? We'll call her next.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke with Donnie. He went on a date with this girl, Jody.
Yep.
He wants to get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a little bit.
Yep.
Talk a little bit.
Yep.
Bang a little bit.
Okay. Huh.
And he's he's confused as to why she's not.
He said it like he was reading off a grocery list.
Yeah.
Like, or my to-do list.
And he's very shocked because normally girls never ghost him the way this Jody is ghosting him. So before we call her, are you sure there's nothing you can think of that possibly you did or said that might have turned her off, Donnie?
None that I can think of.
Come on, let's go.
He's so cute. He's so naive. All right, stay quiet. We're going to try and call her, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Jody?
Yeah, this is she.
Perfect. There you go, Pebbles. Okay, hi, Jody. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Just, if you give us a minute, I can explain why we're calling. It's not a bad thing at all.
Sorry. What?
Okay, so yeah. Listen. So we got your phone number from a guy named Donnie. You went out with him on a date, and he thinks you guys had a great time, but you're not calling him back. So he would love to take you out again. And the reason we're calling you, he gave us your number, and we're calling you because we're willing to pay for the date. You and Donnie, one more time.
I'm just not interested in talking about him.
You're not interested because when we talked to him, he said the date went great according to him, and he thinks that, you know, you guys have a, I'm not saying I see wedding bells down the line, but he says he sees a future with you two.
Oh my God, no. No, that dude's disgusting. I'm good.
Disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting. Now, why do you say it's disgusting? We'd love to have, if you're going to say no to another date, I think he needs some closure. So whatever it is, we'll just pass it on to him.
Mm. Okay, it's just super awkward. Basically, he was like a kind of douche the whole time as far as, like, definitely trying to show off, which is such a turn off in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just be yourself. Don't try to be like cool version. Whatever. Anyways, we went out to dinner and we went to a Mexican place and he was trying to be all like macho and he took a shot of this spicy salsa to like impress me, I guess.
Oh,
he tried to like play it cool, but I could tell obviously it was hurting. Right? And it was really weird and he started acting really weird and I had driven, we met and then I drove us the whole way home in the car, he's acting like mad weird and then like this horrific smell happened and it took me like 2 seconds to realize, I am not kidding you, he shit himself.
No, I thought you were going to say that, and then I did. Oh, my God.
Like, no hold on. I did not do that.
Wait, hold on. I got somebody. Okay, Jody, hold on one second. Donnie's on the phone. He heard what you said.
What?
And can I just... he got himself in your car?
Did not shoot myself. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Well, hold on.
Maybe let's shoot myself.
Let's get Jody's side first before... just make, be quiet, Donnie. Jody, is it possible that mysteriously just appeared in your car and you think it was Donnie that did it?
No. You can tell... when, like, a baby has pooped in their diaper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
But, Aaron, this is why I said he's disgusting and I didn't want to see him. And I don't understand why you're not just admitting this, Donnie. But it literally, like there was evidence in my car because, like, I swear to God, a little bit of it, like, dripped down his
throat. No.
No way, no way. That must have been your other date or something. That wasn't me.
Donnie.
Are you
Donnie.
Yeah.
Just come clean. Did you shit yourself in Jody's car?
No, man. I might have farted a little bit, but I didn't shit myself.
Dude, I could even tell when I dropped you off by the way you were waddling to your front door.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what this bullshit is, Jody, but I just realized, or I remembered, I got a job that I got to go do. So some guys on the radio trying to help me out, but I'm going to thanks. I got to go.
All right. What is... oh, my God.
Jody, boy just hung up.
Obviously, he did that. I'm not going to lie about something like that. That is so... it was disgusting. And I can't believe that he had the audacity to call the... didn't he think I was going to mention the poop?
Maybe.
He probably didn't think you noticed.
Yeah.
How do you shit your pants?
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
It's one thing to put business before pleasure, and it's another thing to put business before pleasure in the middle of pleasure. And that's what happens Monday, 8:10. Second date update on the 10th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.